Hip out. Gate is locked. Stagger, stagger, throb, 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 stagger on. Tourniquets separated create apartheid tween the numb and warm. Here flesh be tampered with, trod upon, with heels twisting, twisting in turn, turning into such a twisted halt if where what was, only to at first regain balance they grind about still well after realizing it is not the beach that they writhe upon. The skins be known to ever so slowly retract, explode, as do the granulated bits expunged from vase to sea. Fine, fine fragments, found broken, and templates blurred, then bound. Life lags, lingering along across the tides and through the ponds, where waves lament the flooding components of a time torn upon, spun into apparel, unwound, unwrapped by the crying wilderness that remains, untamed, to this day, a time untrained, to see beyond the passions of those emotions denying safe passage to and from, with or without such directives that were to be so directly implicated into what would be a vision, the vision, and now that vision is nothing more than a vision, one that has distracted many more seamen far, far greater than these, sailors that with visions of their own, dreams that often repel the journey leg up high, way beyond the horizon sky, unto those lines that coat the crags and corners of the soon-to-be mountain yet to be scaled and flagged, and it still climbs, past the precipice one can't peek, through the tunnels sight can't see, within the quivering voice that cannot speak such languages, purposely composed, as being left intently incomplete as to where its words are words made from sounds that tongue simply won't learn, and they swirl about through each canal, down the blockade's path through the perimeters caged off and bent, yet it's all but noise. You cannot hear the voice, as it never truly says anything. Not until this moment where the lock is picked and the trellis falls, leaving vines, various and tall. They are sprouting up and shooting out, where duets at dawn find the through and through, a downward arc, spiral in reverse, noticing the fortifications of a sun yet born, wherein fortifying all its every form, by and with its trademark limp, you are collected along with your wavering will, somewhat assertively, mind you. Some days we make, some days we are made from model clay, from collages painted from a palette of images you've been collecting ever since you first departed the weaving womb. Here, the seamstress sews a carving breath, ever birthing the unburied banalities that somehow always freshen the scenes, the scent that you, and you alone, tend to see a talisman. One to guide? If then, then I ask, to where?